Good to be with you guys this morning. As Brad said, it's a pretty practical teaching, but I find practical to be quite spiritual in my life. It's when I try to get too hyper-spiritual that I lose sight of reality. I try to just like, oh, what was that? I get all weird and think I'm in the third heaven, but I have to live right here on the ground with the rest of us. You know, so I like practical things. So this morning, we're going to talk about circles, and you should have a thing on your table. We're going to get there. Don't think ahead. It may not be as you suppose. But that's just a little guideline we're going to use. If you don't have one of those, enough for one of everybody at the table, raise your hand and somebody will get you one. Okay, so first thing I want to talk to you about is circles. There's all kinds of circles out there, and if you can think of any, just shout it out. But like, you know, we have circle of friends and circle your wagons and circle this and circle that. You know what I mean? We use that phrase a lot. So we're going to use that phrase today to keep us in reality and stuff. But I want to talk to us today about what I call our circle of concern. Okay? And we all have a lot of concerns. So let's name out some of those. So I've got a few areas of concern in my life. Family, kids, disease, employees, war, myself, wife, friends, politics, the poor, coworkers, my job, and I'm sure you have plenty of other concerns. Now, and you can define concern any way you want to, maybe things you worry about, things you think about, things that are in your life, but they're what's in your life. They're in your circle, okay? And everybody's circle of concern is different. We may have some in common. You know, we may all have families, but we have different jobs. So, no, it's like unique. They're unique. Your circle is like a snowflake. No two are the same. So, as we go through this morning, be thinking about that. So, let's draw a circle of concern. It's like on your paper. So, the big picture of my life is a circle of concern. Okay, big blue circle. I'm visual. It helps me to see these things when I walk away from here today. So let's take what our areas of concern, and we're going to put them in our circle. Amen? So that's what that looks like. Those things we said, you'll have your own. Okay, but they all count. They're all important to us to different degrees. It's what we get up thinking about. It's how we live our day. Amen? I mean, I work at the church, and I don't get up thinking about the church. You guys probably don't think about the church when you get up. We all have stuff we get up with. Sometimes it's stuff I went to bed with. I'm pretty sure it's why God said, don't let the sun go down in your anger, because guess what? You wake up angry. Amen. So we all have things we go to bed with. We all have things we wake up to. And that's part of our concern. That's our life. Nothing wrong with it. Just where we are. But let's take a look at what the Bible says about boundaries and areas of concern, okay? 2 Corinthians 10, 13 through 18. Paul's talking to the Corinthians. He says, we will not boast about things done outside our area of authority. We will boast only about what has happened within the boundaries of the work God has given us, which includes our working with you. We're not reaching beyond these boundaries when we claim authority over you as if we'd never visited you. See, our concerns are part of our life. For we were the first to travel all the way to Corinth with the good news of Christ. Nor do we boast and claim credit for the work someone else has done. Instead, we hope that your faith will grow so that the boundaries of our work among you will be extended. Then we will be able to go and preach the good news in other places. Their concerns grow. Their life grows. Far beyond you, where no one else is working. Then there will be no question of our boasting about work done in someone else's territory. That's an important phrase. Someone else's territory. And as the scriptures say, if you want to boast, boast only about the Lord. And when people commend themselves, it doesn't count for much. The important thing is for the Lord to commend them. And so that's kind of where this teaching comes from, that whole scripture about, okay, so here's Paul. He's got boundaries. Okay, so it's the Apostle Paul. Good man to listen to. He learned stuff the hard way a lot of times, so we don't have to. We can sit here and go, okay, Paul, if you have boundaries, I probably should consider this for my life. You try to stay within the work God called you to. I should probably try and do the same thing. So if we're to have, there's no boundaries in that other picture. It's just all part of my circle of concern. I don't have anything holding me back. I have no definition. I can bounce from topic to topic every day as I so choose with no structure whatsoever. And for me, I can do that, but it's not very efficient. It's not very effective. I find myself giving over to things God didn't even necessarily put on my plate. And that never works. I've tried it, trust me. Listen, all of this stuff I'm saying is not theory for me, dude. I did every bit of it, mostly wrong to start with. I'm just saying, y'all need to, if you ever want to hear my testimony and you got some time, I'll be happy to share it with you. You'll be going, thank God I wasn't him back in the day. You know, and we all have a testimony. I'm not saying mine was worse or better than anybody else, but we all have a testimony. And this teaching today will help us define ourselves and define what God's called us to do. So if we're to have boundaries, what's that going to look like? Well, and it's on your little card there, let's talk about the circle of influence, okay? So where is our circle of influence? It is in the middle, directly in the middle of our circle of concern. So you see that? We've got our concern, and that's everything. All-inclusive. Whatever God, whatever's around you, it is your circle of concern. But within that, we start to set boundaries. We find ways to live our life that start to make more sense. And that's what we're going to call our circle of influence. Okay? And it is inside our circle of concern, but it's a boundary. It's a place God has set us. So let's make a definition. If we're going to talk about influence this morning, let's define that. What is influence? Well, here's one of the definitions I found. I didn't make it up. It's from the internet, so you know it's true. It's from one of the dictionaries. The capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone. You know, and if you're not careful, that could just sound like manipulation. But that's not our goal here. Our goal is never to manipulate. And one of the ways that you can define leadership is influence. So if we start to see our circle in those lights, then we begin to see the field God's given us, the way that we're meant to be in the kingdom. Okay, so let's look at some of these circles, of those things we threw in our circle, from a new perspective, from a perspective of influence. And the most important and the strongest influence we have over anyone is ourselves. There we are, right in the center of our own little universe. Amen? The most influence I have in my life is over me. So much so, when I came to know the Lord, nobody could do that for me. I had to make that decision all by myself. So when I walk out of here, the choices I make are mine because I have the most influence over me. So if we miss that picture, we're already off to somewhat of a rocky start. Amen. We have to understand that we influence ourselves the most. Amen. And we have the capacity to be a positive or a negative influence on ourselves. And I've done both. Almost in the same breath sometimes. You ever do that where you just like did something that's good for you and bad for you at the same time? That's confusing. You know, we talk about it around here a lot. One of the ways to have the best influence on yourself is to know who you are in Christ. To know that you're a son. Amen? That's hugely important. You know, we did that teaching on sons versus slaves. If you know you're a son, you're very likely to be listening to God and have better influence on yourself. But as you grow in the Lord, your influence increases to some of these other areas that we talked about. They're still in my circle of concern, but now I have more influence. Employees, wife, friends, me still right there. My kids, coworkers. Fill in the blank for yourself. See, so that's because your influence, or your leadership, has grown. And that's a God thing. This stuff is still, we're still in God's boundaries, okay? So that's the important thing to recognize. That green circle represents the boundaries and the fields and the places God has given you. It's where he wants you to exercise your influence. But let's flip it over. What happens if I get it backwards, if I practice it backwards, and I try to affect the things that I can't influence? They're outside of my circle of influence. They're still in my circle of concern, but I really have no influence over it. You know how much influence I have in politics, really? I can vote. Okay? Now, that's influence. I'll grant you that. But it only happens if I go to the polls and vote, and it doesn't happen very often. So it's still in my concern, but that's about all I got, okay? You know, fighting HIV in Africa. I can, you know, donate to the cause and stuff, but God's called us to have real leadership influence in our local sphere, and we'll get to figure out all that a little bit. But see, it has no effect. I don't have a lot of effect outside of my circle of influence, and what happens is when I change my focus, when I move outside of my circle of influence and put energy, because there's only 24 hours in a day, outside my circle of influence, the people in there that God wanted me to influence, they suffer. They don't have that in their life anymore. And like I told you guys earlier, I'm speaking from experience. I've done that. Especially when my kids were younger, I would find myself trying to take care of areas of concern. And my circle of influence was very small and needed to be. But I was just trying to do everything except take care of my family a lot of times. You know, that's where it hits home the most for me. And God really just didn't move me anywhere until I got that right. See, never become, and a lot of it was because of work. I was farming. Never become so available at work that you're unavailable at home. That was the lesson for me. And I want everybody to hear that. Never become so available at work or church, or in your hobbies, whatever you spend your time, money, and energy on, that you're unavailable at home, that you're unavailable for the people that God has called you to influence the most. And I say this morning, that's our families, okay, first and foremost. I almost drew that differently. Me, then my family, and then another circle of influence. You know, these are all concentric circles. Draw them how you need to, but draw them nonetheless. So never become so unavailable that you're not available for your family or those God's called you to influence. Okay? Now, why in the world, saying all this, would I ever want to operate outside of my circle of influence? It's not even making sense now. It's like, well, duh. What are you doing out there? It's your concern, but why? Why would I behave that way, if you will? Well, there's about three things that work for me. I'm insecure, and I'll explain that. It's easier out there, and there's a lot of notoriety. You know, operating in your circle of influence is not very big. It doesn't paint a big picture of anybody. It's done mostly quietly, mostly in the house, mostly with your family. Friends, you know, nobody's up patting you on the back because you got up and made breakfast for your wife, except your wife. Well, you expect her to do that. I want you guys to pat me on the back. I want to be known. I want to be seen, you know. So it's easy to find yourself wanting to operate outside your sphere of influence because, by gollies, aren't they supposed to already be under my influence? Well, not if you don't practice it, not if you don't show it. And it's just, frankly, it's a little bit easier to operate out there, because if I'm insecure, nobody has to know it. I can put on a big old facade. But the people that know me best, the people in my circle of influence, know when I'm real or when I'm not. But I can fake everybody else out and get a pat on the back
at the same time. That really worked for me, and it works for a lot of us. They were able to hide by getting it backwards. But what happens is your circle of concern begins to look like just the things that you worry about. It turns into worry because you have no influence. It turns into worry because it's not where you're supposed to be exercising your leadership. So if you find yourself worrying all the time, ask yourself, am I supposed to even be thinking about this? Probably not. Because you're worried, you know? And it's super easy to operate outside of your sphere of influence and you do it in your concerns. Because if it goes sideways, there'll always be somebody else you can point at and say, well, I was doing my part, but they weren't. If you operate outside of your sphere of influence, it's easy to point to others, and you can just walk away. But if you're inside your sphere of influence, it's your responsibility to lead. Amen. You can't pass that buck around. Amen. So why is all of this so important? That we know our boundaries, that we know what God's called us to, that we understand our circle of influence. Look at 1 Corinthians 7:35. It says, I'm saying this for your benefit, not to place restrictions on you. See, don't get caught up there. This isn't restrictive for us. These are good places. These are our fields. I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best with as few distractions as possible. That's good instruction. Paul's just saying, I want you to do whatever will help you serve the Lord best. And that's been my experience. Serving the Lord best comes from operating in my circle of influence. Because that's where I find myself empowered. That's where I find myself able to do the work of the Lord. Because what I get outside of my influence, I'm not empowered and I'm not able to do what the Lord has called me to do. And I find myself relying on my own strengths, which works for about this long. And by the way, that's not very long. Amen. And so I had to just either crawl in a hole because I failed or be humble and step back and say, God, I'm sorry. Would you remind me again what my circle of influence is? And I'm going to give it another shot. And I think that's for somebody in here that feels like this morning that, well, you failed at this circle of influence stuff, so you're just going to quit, give up, get a divorce, whatever. Don't do that. Be humble. Step back. Say, I'm sorry. Can we try this again? And God will say, you bet. Don't be afraid, guys, to start over. So we read, with as few distractions as possible. So that sounds simple, right? So here's the phrase, stop the distractions. Stop the distractions. Amen? And focus on where God has given you influence. Just focus there. If it's just you today, like the circle showed, it's just me, that's okay. Please start there. Let God influence you, and then you influence yourself. Follow the leadership of God, and God will take you other places, and there's tons of scripture about that, okay? So we find ourselves in this funny place now. Okay, now you've got be thinking about two different things, and I'm all like, I don't know what to do. How do I balance this? Well, here's how we balance the two circles. I don't remember what slide's next. Influence versus concern. How do we balance that? How do we figure out now what? Because this isn't clear to me. I've been focused on my concern for so long, I don't even know where my influence lies. I don't even know if I have any influence. Amen? Well, there's an old phrase that we're going to use, and I've heard it accredited to Ted Turner. I don't know if that's true, but it's think globally and act locally. And I love that phrase because I'm always a guy that wants to act globally and think locally. It's backwards. Because so if you think of global as your concern and local as your influence, It helps. Then that starts putting some boundaries in my mind that I can get my head around. Local. Oh. Local is 1803 County Road 135, southwest of town. That's local for me. That's where I live. It's really local. Starts helping me to see that. But Jesus has a solution for the balance. Amen. Next slide. Here's our thing. Remember, right now, there looks like no way to distinguish that. If we took the green circle off, all the labels and all you saw were our concerns, it's really hard to figure that out. Right? But how does Jesus say we should do this? And look at Matthew 11, 28 through 30. And we've all heard this, but sometimes we don't read the whole verse. And Jesus said, "Come to me, all of you who are weary and carry heavy burdens, and I will give you rest." So there's the first clue. Weary, carry heavy burdens. 29, "Take my yoke upon you. Let me teach you, because I am humble and gentle at heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy to bear, and the burden I give you is light." So as you look to find this balance, or as you look to set these boundaries of between influence that you have and things that you don't have influence over, if you start feeling weighed down, burdened, not taking it to the Lord, not letting him teach in you, find yourself not being humble, not being gentle, there's your sign. I might be out of my circle of influence. I have stepped over into the world of circle of concern, because this doesn't feel good to me. This feels hard. This feels arduous. I'm at a place of toil. And Jesus says, "No, man. Join me. Learn from me. You're going to find it easy." And that's helped me so much to figure out where my circle of influence is. Amen? Well, that means that mine is the circle of influence. That's my place. No matter how big, how small, that's my place. My concerns are probably for others to influence. There's a lot of us in this room. You're not all called to influence what I am, and vice versa. I am certainly not called to influence what you are. See, the rest is for others to influence, and I have to just trust God that someone out there will influence those other things, and maybe I can even take it out of my circle of concern. Maybe I don't have to think about politics anymore. Because I trust God that that's in somebody's circle of influence, but it's not mine. And what if that started to merge? What if there's nothing outside of my circle of influence? What if that's all I ever did was focus on my circle of influence? And the blue circle just fades away. The blue circle just fades away. See, here's the difference. There's a lot of things that God wants accomplished on this earth. He said, "May my kingdom come." There's a lot of things that God wants to accomplish on the earth. But some of that, for me personally, is just good work. The stuff in the blue circle, the stuff outside of my influence, if I try to tackle that, it's just a good work. Even though it's in God's plan, but for me, it's a good work. If I stay in my circle, it's God's work. Jesus, help me stay in my circle. Because I want to do your work, not my work, or not another man's work. I don't want to do y'all's work. I bet I have enough of my own if I would just listen to the Lord. So that's the deal. There's mine, and there's y'all's. Okay? Maybe there's some overlap there. Who knows? But for the most part, I'm called to influence my family, not you. Just how I see it. Because that's the way God made it. We're each called to influence our family. Amen. So find your green circle. Find your sweet spot, if you will. But let's talk about an action plan. Okay, great. Now what do I do? Well, here's the action plan as God lays it out. You can pray. That's about all I got for my concerns that are outside my influence. That's it. Not cliche, not a cop-out. It's power. God, I pray that the right man rise up. That's in his circle of influence, and he rise up to take on that task because it's not mine. So I pray for what is another's influence. But as far as me, my house, I will lead in my influence. Because what did we say early on? Leadership is influence. So bottom line is my circle of influence is where does God call me to lead? Am I going to do it? Amen. I know that might sound intimidating at times because sometimes we don't know quite what that means. But I know the influence I want to have on my kids. I know the influence I want to have on my family. Well, guess what? That's leadership. That's leadership, and that's how God made us men, is to lead. Think back about what I said earlier. Think globally, act locally. Change it to what this shows. Pray globally. It's okay. But lead locally. Amen. Pray for those other things, if they're even still in your plate, to pray for. But you're always going to be called to lead locally. At the very least, you must lead yourself under the direction and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So that's what we've come to this place where we're going to define what that is for us. Amen? So that's how I want us to use our sheets on the table today. And so I'm going to ask you guys a couple of questions. You write, those cards are yours. Write your name on it. Take it out of here as a reminder. Where are my circles lies? What am I concerned about? What am I influenced about? So let's take a minute and answer the first question. Who or what should be included in your circle of influence? And who or what should be included in your circle of concern? And if you don't have room to write in your circles, like use columns, there's plenty of room on the paper. But who or what should be included in your circle of influence? And who or what should be included in your circle of concern? Just take some time and do that, please. Amen. You may think of some other things as the day goes on or whatever, or situation you arise, and think back. Let the Lord tweak you. He's like, even make decisions. Should I do this or not? Is this a waste of my time? Because I'm not empowered to do it? It all feels good at the time. But are you supposed to really lead in that place? So meditate on that. Concentrate on that. Make conscious decisions to stay within your sphere. Now, the next part's a little tricky question, too. Who or what needs to move from your circle of influence out in your circle of concern? And who or what needs to move from your circle of concern into your circle of influence? In other words, how'd you get it wrong? What did I put in the wrong circle? This is a great time to define that. That's part of that decision-making process. Okay. Well, that's really not, shouldn't be, it's really a concern. So move it out of that circle. Or maybe have something in your circle of concern that really you should be doing. Reaching out to some person. You can put people's names in there. That's what influence is really about. That was our definition of influence, is affecting other people. So figure out, what have I got right? As good as you know now. And what do I not? Nothing wrong with that. That's what we're here to define this morning. It's what makes us powerful. It's what makes us follow easier the leading of the Holy Spirit. Because again, this stuff starts feeling lighter. It starts feeling easier. So just begin to make those conscious decisions as you decide which falls where. And if you don't know intuitively, like, I know I should be doing this or that, or shouldn't be doing this or that, please ask the Lord. Lord, guide these steps. Show me. Jesus said it this way. I only see and do what I hear and see the Father doing. Okay? The best way to figure this out is just ask Jesus. Amen? So it's a process. It's practical. But I promise you, you'll feel better. You'll do better. You'll lead better. You'll love better if you get it squared away. Let me pray over you guys, and then I want you guys to take a little time at your table. You got about 15 minutes. Go over your list, say. But in particular, do this part. Go over your list in a way that says, this is what I want to change. If you got something right, who cares? You're doing that right, okay? This morning, get prayer and confess and put light on the places where change is called for. Because that's what we're here for. We're to change under the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, I thank you for these men. I thank you for their lives and what they mean to me, God. I thank you that you've called us to be men. We are to be leaders in our sphere of influence. That we are to not hold back the things you've given us to do within our sphere of influence. And God, I pray that you give us the wisdom and the courage to change where we need to, that we stop doing some things and we start doing other things as we begin to see and grasp and understand what our influence looks like and how you've empowered us to lead ourselves and those around us. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks, guys.